good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, we'll start with nearly all GOP senators voting against an impeachment trial for now former President Donald Trump. The trial to proceed on February 9th. All but five GOP senators opposed holding a trial. It would take 67 votes to attain a conviction, meaning 17 Republicans would have to cross party lines to find Trump guilty. Meanwhile, President Biden has told CNN that Trump's impeachment trial, quote, has to happen.
Look, we understand it. These people are despicable, these Republicans who are against having the trial, because their rationale is he's not the president anymore. You can't have an impeachment. Really? Okay, so let's take it to its most absurd. Let's assume that the president does something that is incredibly despicable on the last day of his office. Does that mean he can't be held accountable? Because we know he can't be held accountable according to the rules, because he's the president at the time. So now we're saying, okay, but afterwards he can't be held accountable either when he isn't the president. The whole thing is really stupid. And so now we come down to these Republican senators who are defending the flag no matter what. Look, these people were sitting there themselves, and they saw what happened. They heard people yelling out, where's Pelosi? Where's Pence? Are you kidding? They sat there, and yet they can go home to their families, they can look in a mirror, and they can use the word patriotism again and again and again. But patriotism, of course, is conforming to the United States Constitution. So it would appear that Trump is off the hook with them. But good, I'm glad they're holding this thing, and I'm going to tell you why. Because let the people see the evidence. Let the people see, once again, the mobs and what mob rule can do in the United States. And let the people know what their representatives, and that's representatives, are doing with their votes when they go up to the Capitol and they defend their political positions. And the idea, I've said it before, I'll say it again, that they'll say United States Senator on their gravestones rather than a true patriot. You know, the more I see Mitt Romney, the better I like him, I'll tell you, because he tells the truth. As for the rest of them, let them understand that there is an eventual accountability in the public mind and maybe elsewhere.
From the Washington Post, the commander of the D.C. National Guard says the Pentagon restricted his authority ahead of the riot at the U.S. Capitol, requiring higher-level sign-off to respond that cost time as the events that day spiraled out of control. Major General William J. Walker, the commanding general of the District of Columbia National Guard, said the Pentagon essentially took what is normally his power and other authorities away from him ahead of the short-lived insurrection, which meant he couldn't immediately roll out those troops. It took over an hour and 15 minutes just about before any relief was sent, because they were concerned about the military presence in light of the use of force in previous protests, including Black Lives Matter.
That's right, David. It is another example of what happens when a tyrant becomes president of the United States. And down the line, it's clear that this mob had his blessings. They were incited by him. The people who were under him understood full well what they were doing. And the idea that you couldn't get this relief and you couldn't put a stop to it is beyond my comprehension. It makes me sick to watch his face on the television now, because he betrayed this country. He is really, truly a definition of an ogre.
Speaking of ogres, in first call with Putin, Biden marks a return to skepticism from the top. President Biden aired allegations, says the Washington Post this morning, of human rights abuses and cyber spying in a phone call with the Russian president that marked a hard pivot away from the deference that Vladimir Putin was often shown by former President Donald Trump. Coming new Cold War?
Well, no, I don't think so. But I do think it's a coming new responsibility that the Russians have to understand. Look, we don't know what the relationship between Putin and Trump was. We don't know why Trump has been incredibly deferential to Putin. But as Nancy Pelosi correctly said, all roads with Trump led to Putin. And it did. Now, I suspect we may be finding out more. We do know that there were few records kept of what was said between Trump and Putin in the past. And it was really quite good and quite elevating to see this conversation reported in pretty much full as to what went on between the two men in that conversation yesterday. Clearly, Biden told him off and told him that some things wouldn't be tolerated, the interfering with elections, the putting of bounties, All of those things were apparently raised in this conversation, and that's extraordinary, and it's very refreshing.
Americans are being warned against travel as COVID-19 variants spread and testing rules go into effect. Allen, the State Department warned Americans to strongly reconsider travel Tuesday as a new COVID-19 testing requirement went into effect and new variants of the virus were detected in Latin America and the Caribbean. Meanwhile, President Biden is pledging to speed the flow of COVID-19 vaccines to states. It's tricky timing here as thousands still continue to die as we're trying to get people vaccinated at the same time.
Well, that's right, David. Look, I have been watching this assiduously, as I think every American has. The more people who can get the vaccine, the better off we all are. There's one thing to be told, as I have been. Okay, starting today in Massachusetts, anybody over 75 can get the vaccine. Yeah, go try and get it. So we have a long way to go. I think Biden tried to reassure everybody yesterday about that. But there still is an awful lot that we have to learn about how to do this right.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. No matter what, we'll keep doing it right here at WAMC.
We will, David. And I want to thank everybody who has listened to me because an awful lot of people have said, okay, Alan, you asked for some extra resources. I'm going to do that. Just thank you to everybody who has put something in an envelope and sent it to 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, or go to WAMC.org and do it there. We can't have this without you. Everybody who can do something, do it now, please.